The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
this is the Wake Up Crew.
We're gonna do it.
Give us any chance, we'll take it. Resist any rule, we'll break it. We're gonna make our dreams come true.
Doing it our way.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome to the Wake Up Crew. It is Tuesday, September 2nd. We are already in September. Hope everybody had a great Labor Day weekend. This is episode 1733. And I'll tell you about all our activities that are going on this week, sports-wise. Blackman is at Riverdale. That's Friday at 6:30 on WGNS and Big G TV. MTSU's at Wisconsin, 1:30 Saturday. And Tennessee versus ETSU. Vandy at Virginia Tech. We're going to do it for every one of them. And the Titans travel to Denver. That's random. I think that's a 3 o'clock start for that game.
You know, and this
and
is...
that's your sports report.
And it's Taco Tuesday.
And this is special because it's not often that people get to hear from both the primetime sports director and executive producer of Big G TV, and they're in the same room.
That's pretty amazing. I even have a title, primetime sports director.
I love when we just make up titles.
Yeah, because I don't really do anything.
That's really all we... Any title you hear somebody have, other than maybe his, the, you know, station manager, other than that, all of them are made up. I was executive producer for a while, or no...
you still are.
Lead producer, or whatever my title was. You just made it up. I didn't even pay
anymore. You're lead producer in charge of television.
Yes.
The television network.
Please don't hold me
it's all
accountable for when it doesn't work.
It's all a scam, see? When you don't give them any more money, you just give them a title and they feel more important. That's what
I
happens.
I don't really feel that, Brian. I don't really feel much more
important.
Well, no. You did back then, so at least that worked then.
That's true.
I didn't have a title back then. I don't know.
Well, you worked a quarter of a century to get a title.
You did. You put in a lot of time to get that title.
I won a TAB award.
It's true.
Two.
Two out of the last 3
Where
years.
Where do you have your TAB awards at? Do you leave them in your office? Do you have them in your office?
I actually put them. You didn't notice them, so I guess
all
they're
five
not.
Of them, I did. All five of them are out there on that tiny little table. They don't fit. They're just right there, crammed together.
I thought it was arranged very nicely.
Well, I have mine at home because I don't want any mice or anything.
Do you have
a
light on it? Like,
nothing spectacular. No, uh-huh. It's just right there by the record player.
You just tossed it to the floor.
That gives me an idea. I could take a spotlight, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to Rutherford County, by the way. Mm. Speaking of winners,
yes,
42 of 48.
Schools. Yeah, that's big news.
Yeah, and level 5. And 26, I think 42-48 is nothing less than a 3, I believe. I think that's right. And then level 5, I hope I'm correct in this, I think 32 schools were level 5. So congratulations to all those principals and staff. But it's really the teachers. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from principals, and I'm sure they tell you the same thing. It's a great county.
Well, that's why people... 3 to 4 people a day move into the county.
Yeah,
that's
and we're gonna get some. Got to go through the beep beep beep.
I was gonna say yeah. Beep, so beep, beep, so with that, there's new weapons detection systems at elementary and high school. Those have been rolled out, and now
you
they're
can have a
it.
Cell phone in your pocket, and it won't pick it up.
Correct.
It's got to be a large,
something
gun.
Large metal.
It reads a certain kind of metal.
Yeah,
like it a density of metal or something. But like laptops and stuff will set it off, so the kids will have to turn in their laptops and whatever. But they're rolling those into stadiums this week.
Yeah, they've already had. Can you imagine when they start? Brian goes through there with that big bag. Excuse me, sir. It'll be an hour and a half. We may have to start getting there at 3:30 in the afternoon.
I was gonna say. Yeah, the high school varsity football games starting this week is when those are gonna be rolled out there. So.
I guess we're gonna have to get there early.
There are large metal objects in our bags.
I mean, like if a laptop sets it off, then I'd imagine. Could you imagine?
What about
an
those clippers for the little wires we hold the sign up? Is that gonna get through?
Scissors?
Yeah, is that gonna get through? I guess they can look at it and you know if it's for functioning of the
You know, once they see Brian Barrett, they'll just go, come on, guys. Just Brian Barrett.
Right. Two-time TAB award winner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the other person will go, what's a tab?
But how soon, the question becomes, how soon are they going to be there for people getting in? Or are they going to let people in before a certain time?
Yeah, because we get there at 5:15.
Yeah, that's true. Mm.
It's pretty early. All right, it's Taco Tuesday. We're looking forward to that. But let's take our first look at the weather at 6:17.
Checking your Wake Up Crew forecast. Mostly sunny for today. Afternoon showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 83 degrees. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Chance for more showers and storms, but mainly after midnight. Lows drop to 62. Then shower and storm chances continue on Wednesday with highs heading back to the 80s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 64.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
I am Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want light?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting.
Chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop? Yeah.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
When I don't know what time it is, I look down at my Longines watch. I think Longines offers the best quality for the price. And that's why I recommend you to get a Longines watch from Bell Jewelers. Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. Here at Bell Jewelers, our showcase is very full with Longines watches. We just got a huge shipment in. We got the top lines like Conquest, Legend Diver, and Zulu Time, and many of the other ones as well. Come see us at Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun. Toots. Good food and fun.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
TCU dominated its football game at North Carolina Monday night, 48-14, even though the Tar Heels led 7-0 after the first drive of the evening. Carolina with three turnovers, and North Carolina rushing 28 carries, just 50 yards. TCU had nearly 260 yards rushing. Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford, with the bad back, is expected to start the opener Sunday against the Texans. Defensive end Micah Parsons was limited in his first practice at Green Bay. He has a joint sprain in his back. Naomi Osaka beat Coco Gauff at the U.S. Open 6-3, 6-2 in a fourth-round match. WNBA wins for L.A., Atlanta, and Minnesota, which is 32-8 after winning easily over Dallas, which has a record of 9-32. The late ball game at Arizona went to Texas with two runs in the ninth and two in the tenth, 7-5 over the Diamondbacks. Cubs won in 10 against Atlanta by a final of 7-6.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, good morning. It's the Wake Up Crew. Glad you're with us here. We're powered by MTE. I'll talk about them first here. Middle Tennessee Electric. Take control of your energy use with the free My MTE app. Track usage, pay bills, and report outages anytime. I think that's one of the best things that they do at Middle Tennessee Electric. Really, it really is. And we're brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Big savings are coming to Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening soon at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, offering up to 70% off name brand items. It's like a new store every day. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for details. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I know you and Megan will make it out there.
Yeah, probably. Probably so.
You can find neat little things. I have a little thing for my remote control that I found at the thrift store.
A bunch of pots, because pots are really expensive for plants. Yeah. I like plants a lot. Get a bunch of pots from there. All kinds of stuff.
I have a little radio that it actually lights up at night, because I like to look up if I'm in a daze and see the time that I go back to sleep. And so I bought a radio there for $1.50.
They got a clock at Target in the kids' room section that you would like. It doesn't look like a kid's clock. It looks like it's real modern. It's pretty cool. And it's just the light. The only light on it is the numbers, but it's got like a fabric texture on it.
Yeah.
I think you'd like it.
I probably would. I'm kind of... But it shows up on my TV, you know. But
every time I see that clock, I'm like, if I used a clock, that would be cool. But I don't. So if I wake up at night, I don't want to know what time it is.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess there's a point to that.
I just want to go back to sleep.
I guess it is.
I hear it does make sleep kind of tough. You're always looking at the light.
Well, that's what they say.
Yeah.
I kind of like it to have a background noise, really. Our good neighbor of the day is Mr. Larry at Bojangles on South Church Street. Today's good neighbor of the day for doing a wonderful job taking care of the seniors who eat there every morning. Mr. Larry at Bojangles on South Church Street will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Keep slinging them Cajun filet biscuits.
There you go.
Well, if you want to send in a good neighbor of the day, text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head over to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Two of the very easy, simple ways to get a good neighbor into us here at the Big G. Birthdays, too. Anniversaries. Let's see. Today, Monday, Sunday. We're taking all of those this morning.
Well, today, to honor the invention of the telephone, is Telephone Tuesday. I don't know what you do. It's just day to celebrate the phone.
Well, everybody uses their phone, so I don't guess it really matters.
Ring, ring.
Our song of the day from David Bowie. He had a hit, Where Are We Now, in 2013. 20 years before, the hit was Jump, They Say. 20 years between.
Where are we now?
Is that before he died? Wasn't that?
I think so.
I think, well, yeah.
It's a very, very weird video if you want to watch it. It's got like a cutout of him. It's just his head. It's weird.
3 years before he passed away.
Okay. I think he had cancer at the time
when
he did the song. We've got more to come here on the Wake Up Crew. 24 minutes after 6 o'clock. Lots more on Taco Tuesday.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60 he went in Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
If you want to get some barbecue, I tell you how to do it. Head for the Slick Pig and you're into it. Just walk through the door at 1920 East Main and your nose will send a message right to your brain. Say, smells good. And barbecue. Slick Pig. We got ribs and beans. Got spicy wings. Slick Pig.
A Murfreesboro tradition. 1920 East Main.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dudley. Metro Nashville police have released the identity of a man found in the Cumberland River last week, but not much else is known. The man is identified as 60-year-old John P. Lackford of Nashville. The medical examiner's office reported no signs of trauma, but detectives say the cause of death is still under investigation pending toxicology results. Lackford was recovered on August 28th. Interesting turn of events this weekend as Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Pavia's brothers were both arrested at the game. Vanderbilt University police officers were called about a belligerent man, they say, annoying fans around him and throwing food on others at the game. Javier Pavia was asked to leave the stadium for being a nuisance, police say, but he refused. Authorities say as Javier was being placed under arrest, his brother Raul Pavia saw what was happening and confronted the officers, eventually leading to a foot pursuit. Both men were booked into the Davidson County Jail and released Sunday morning.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A young man with autism in Sevier County is helping to train deputies on responding to calls involving people with intellectual disabilities. As WATE reports, 24-year-old Jacob Collins has attended several training sessions now for the county's crisis intervention team. Through conversations, he helps to teach officers on how to better communicate with people with autism and understand common barriers. About 3.5% of the population in the state of Tennessee has some form of autism. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. 27 minutes after the hour, we've got Good Neighbor Events along with another look at the weather. And our first look at traffic in just a few minutes as well. Well, here we go. It's Taco Tuesday, so I thought I'd talk about food. What about peanut butter?
Good
stuff.
You
want to talk about peanut butter? All right. They listed the top three peanut butters. What's your favorite, Brian?
Jif. Creamy.
Well, that was without hesitation.
Mm-hmm.
Dalton?
I don't know what my favorite would be. I like crunchy. I do know that.
Okay. Well, we're going to take crunchy out of the equation because they didn't rate the crunchy. So this is just a creamy.
Okay.
Peter Pan or Skippy are okay, but...
Well, they say Skippy's the best. But it's the Skippy Natural Creamy Peanut Butter Spread.
No way.
Hmm.
Not that oily mess.
Wow.
Well, it's a little bitter for you, I think.
I think, yeah, that's probably the...
Which you wouldn't understand about any food that's better for you.
No, actually, you're supposed to have almond butter or something like that.
I think peanut butter's pretty good for you, just if you get the natural
Well,
stuff,
I heard something the other day about it. It's because the nut is in the ground.
Mm.
And any ground nuts you're not supposed to eat. But like almonds are on trees, so they're better for you because that's why you have... peanut butter recall sometimes because what's in the ground that they're in.
Well, it was Skippy, then it was Peter Pan, and then Jif in that order.
Interesting.
So, sorry.
But the natural kind.
No, the other two weren't natural. This was just the Skippy one.
Okay.
Do you know how to store peanut butter?
They say if you put it in the cabinet upside down, then... it's easier to mix in the oil when it separates.
Well, peanut butter can be safely stored at room temperature or in the fridge. You can put it in the fridge. Where you store is more a matter of preference. Room temperature peanut butter is softer and more spreadable. Peanut butter from the fridge is more firm. So if you like it, you know.
Yeah, it tears the bread when you try to do that.
But that is a little life hack. If you have peanut butter that separates, put it in upside down. And then you can mix it easier.
Well. If storing at room temperature, note that the oil can start to go rancid after 2 to 3 months.
Mm.
Avoid this by moving your peanut butter to the fridge. I'll tell you something else that goes rancid is peanuts.
Yes,
You get a can of, you know, or a bottle or whatever of peanuts, mm-hmm. roasted peanuts. They'll go bad because you can they taste different.
Mm.
They don't necessarily they're edible, but they taste different.
They taste funky.
Yeah, after about 3 or 4 months, you don't need to hold them in and expect they're going to be great when you pull them out after 4 months. Just saying.
The same goes with cheese.
Oh, yes, cheese does go bad. That's true.
Brian, I would do my Today in History today, but I have no script for my Today in History at all.
I got it over here.
Okay, well, that's good. Let's have some music in the meantime. Yeah.
We'll be back in a moment.
And it's taking, he's now looking at his folder.
He's sorting through the packet.
There you go. There's your packet there, sir.
It's massive.
You don't even get a packet anymore.
No, I don't.
Wow. And you're not unhappy about it either.
No,
save paper.
Not.
All right, here we go with Today in History, brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
A little on the short side today.
Depends on which date you're looking at, too. September 2nd.
I got it. Right. It's a little short.
Not as
long as the others. 1901, Theodore Roosevelt advises, speak softly and carry a big stick.
Speak softly and carry a large stick.
They've got a special on PBS right now about the Roosevelts. Have you ever seen it?
I have.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
There's one on Nat Geo, too.
I don't watch that station. I'm not as cultured. 1931, Bing Crosby makes his solo radio debut.
Let me call you, sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
In 1940, Great Smoky Mountains National Park is dedicated. In 1963, CBS and NBC expand network news from 15 minutes to 30 minutes. I didn't know that.
Only 30 minutes of news. Isn't that crazy to look back on?
All day. All day. That was it.
Yeah. I don't think ABC did news back then, maybe.
I think they did. They were the last ones to come up to at least to 30 minutes. 1972, Rod Stewart's first number one hit airs.
You wear it well. A little out of time, but I don't know.
And in 1991, Rope in the Wind, the third studio album by Garth Brooks, is released.
By having strength to go against strength.
It's Billboard Album of the Year for 1992. And that's Today in History. Brandon Brooks is standing by with a little rewind for you here on the Big G and WGNS Radio. Stay with us.
This is CBS Rewind.
September 2nd, 1973.
I wish the ring had never come to me.
Lord of the Rings author J.R.R. Tolkien.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Died at 81.
I wish none of this had happened.
His date in 1993. Pearl Jam, the big winners at the MTV Video Music Awards, taking home 4. And September 2nd, 2005, actor Bob Denver, TV's Maynard G. Krebs, and Gilligan died at 70. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, and living expenses if your place is damaged. Quote renter's insurance at progressive.com.
Checking your wake-up crew forecast. Mostly sunny for today. Afternoon showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 83 degrees. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Chance for more showers and storms, but mainly after midnight. Lows drop to 62, then shower and storm chances continue on Wednesday with highs heading back to the 80s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 64.
Good morning. Traffic's building pretty good right now. 24 up through the Antioch area. We've already had a couple of wrecks up through there this morning. 24 around Hickory Hollow Parkway. Extra time coming out of Murfreesboro and Rutherford County towards Nashville just to be on the safe side because of the problems that we've already had up through there. 65 starting to slow down here at Trinity Lane. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank. We're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
For almost 79 years, you've depended on WGNS for local news, sports, weather. We still offer this to you 24 hours a day. And thanks for tuning to WGNS. Congratulations to the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This is their 50th anniversary season. You actually get to know and buy from the farmers. And the Rutherford County Farmers Market is every Tuesday and Friday morning starting at 7 until 1 in the afternoon over at the Lane Agri Park, 315 John R. Rice Boulevard. That's Tuesdays and Fridays through October 31st. We remember you. An Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiver Support Group meeting on the second Tuesday of each month at 4 in the afternoon at the Villages of Murfreesboro. And the second Tuesday this month is next week, Tuesday, September the 9th. Do you have computers, TVs, and other electronics you want to get rid of? Do it Saturday for free at Laverne's 50 Forward Senior Center, 337 Stones River Road. This Saturday, those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Where can you turn when you need a friend to put your fears to rest? Turn to the best when you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore. Can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
You just really wanted to get really good vision or see without glasses near or far.
I can drive without glasses. I can look at my computer without glasses. And being able to read a street sign when I'm driving down the road is awesome.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
I can't thank you enough. I am so blessed for you.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Big savings are headed your way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening a new location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get ready for a clean and organized shopping experience where you'll find up to 70% off name brand clothes and so much more. And the best part? Thousands of new items hit the floor every single day. It's like walking into a brand new store every time you visit. All thanks to generous local donations. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
Our time now, 6:39. We've got CBS National News headlines, followed by a local news update and the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf. Before CBS News at 6:57 this morning. Drive carefully out there. I know it's after a big weekend. And I don't know what you guys did over the weekend, but I just kind of took it easy. Had a little rest.
Following the coach's show, of course.
Yeah.
I slept in. I like those days.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. 4 out of 5 last week were thumbs ups.
It's true.
That's a good
Had
week.
A good week.
It's a good week. So
the dad joke of the day has grown since we were last on.
What does that mean?
We now have contributors. That's what we're going to call them.
Well, we've had contributors for quite a while.
I know, but that's what they're going to be called, like correspondents.
Oh, okay. Oh,
and I'm
okay.
Just going to be the one who delivers it.
Okay.
So he's this is official. This is big news. Can you hit the...
Okay, Walter Cronkite, go ahead.
Well, this one is from Polly Harding. Once again, she and Daryl are kind of like contributors. You know, I went to see a beekeeper. He gave me 12. I said I wanted 12 bees. He gave me 13.
Yeah.
That other one was a freebie.
More after this.
CBS News Brief. Protests in Chicago. Mayor Brandon Johnson was out with the crowds rallying against President Trump, possibly sending in National Guard troops to their city.
We're going to defend our democracy in the city of Chicago.
We're going to protect the humanity of every single person in the city of Chicago.
Congress is back in session after summer break, and CBS's Nicole Killian says first up.
The countdown is on to fund the government. Lawmakers must pass a spending bill by the end of this month or face a potential shutdown.
The search for survivors in eastern Afghanistan continues after a powerful earthquake killed at least 1,400 people and injured thousands more. The BBC's Yogita Lamaya described the scene.
In treacherous terrain where cars and diggers can't reach, they used their bare hands to pull out the dead and injured. In the middle of the night, while people slept, the quake struck. Their mud homes collapsed over them.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office is formalizing a memorandum of understanding with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement under the Federal 287G Warrant Service Officer, WSO, model. Sheriff Mike Fitzhugh emphasized that the agreement signed on August the 28th will not change deputies' roles outside of the jail. Instead, it clarifies responsibilities within the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center, granting authority to execute civil immigration warrants only inside the facility. During an August 25th Public Safety Committee meeting, Fitzhugh reassured residents that deputies will not conduct immigration enforcement in the broader community. This model contrasts with the more expansive task force model, which authorizes routine enforcement activities. In Tennessee, only three agencies, including the Putnam County Sheriff's Office, have adopted the task force model. The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office remains focused exclusively on detention-related enforcement, with Sheriff Fitzhugh reiterating the department's commitment to maintaining public trust in Rutherford County. In Murfreesboro City, the police department is reinforcing community ties through a new partnership with Murfreesboro City Schools. Officers with the school safety division are supporting the backpack program, which provides snacks for students to take home over the weekend. The initiative helps ensure no child goes hungry and allows officers to engage with students in a meaningful, supportive way beyond just law enforcement. Captain Don Fanning noted that hunger can hinder learning and praised school staff for their dedication. Murfreesboro officials said that their effort is part of their broader goal to be seen not just as protectors, but as active participants in children's well-being. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Roscoe Brown is this area's leading provider of home indoor air quality products and services. Back in 1940, Roscoe Brown started this family business with a goal of treating customers like family. Over 80 years later, that commitment continues. If you're new to town, ask Roscoe Brown to do a checkup on your HVAC and plumbing systems. It'll make a difference. Call Roscoe Brown and schedule a checkup today.
Roscoe Brown. RoscoeBrown.com.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
Since 1989, Franklin's Printworks has been Rutherford County's trusted print partner, delivering high-quality, fast turnaround printing for businesses, organizations, and individuals.
Letterhead, envelopes, business cards, brochures, booklets, all that is still our bread and butter. We do it every day.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks.
The needs have evolved for most businesses, and they're looking for a large format capability, or they're looking for a direct mail capability. We're glad to help with those.
Franklin's Printworks, your local printing experts.
Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. As a family-owned business, we're here to try to help you with the best prices because we want you to keep coming back. We want to be respectful to our customers and give them the best prices and the best value for their money, just so we can see you through the years and keep you as an ongoing customer and being part of the family. And as love comes into your life, come see us at Bell Jewelers. Nothing sparkles like a Bell Jewelers diamond. This is Trevor from Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, We help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Now you can watch some of your favorite radio shows. Try Big G TV. Subscribe for free on YouTube at News Radio WGNS and WGNS Radio on Facebook and X. Local content that matters to Rutherford County.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. If you see more officers conducting traffic stops around Nashville, the numbers show you are correct. In fact, traffic stops by Metro Police are up 59% compared to this time last year. Metro Council members tell WKRN that that increase is due to an initiative that puts more patrol officers on the streets. These stats don't include traffic stops conducted by other agencies either. The new data comes in after Metro Council passed a resolution urging police to increase patrols. Authorities in Memphis are working to find the person or persons responsible for dumping mounds of tires into a creek. The issues happened twice this summer at a bridge over Nankana Creek. Hundreds of tires are visible, blocking and polluting the waterway. A Memphis City ordinance states that illegal tire dumping can be punished with fines up to $50 per tire, and that's per day. Each day the violation continues, a new offense is recorded. That means if 100 tires, say, were dumped for a week, the guilty party could face a $35,000 fine.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The woman accused of killing a Memphis pastor in March at a bar downtown was indicted for second-degree murder last week, according to court documents. Samantha Marion was initially charged with voluntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of Pastor Ricky Floyd from Pursuit of God Church in Fraser. That happened back in March. On August 26, Marion was indicted by a grand jury for second-degree murder, the employment of a firearm with intent to commit a felony, and reckless endangerment. Will Lumber, Access Tennessee News.
Leaks, clogs, or new installations, Roscoe Brown Plumbing is here to ensure water flows exactly where it needs to go in your home. Since 1940, our team of expert plumbers has provided Middle Tennessee with prompt, reliable service. From emergency repairs to routine maintenance, we're always here, ensuring your home's plumbing system is in tip-top shape. Trust in Roscoe Brown Plumbing for all your plumbing needs, where your family's comfort is our top priority.
RoscoeBrown.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It is 6:48. We've got the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf coming up at 6:57. And we'll be taking a look at the forecast before we break for news this morning. John, Brian, and Dalton with you this morning here on the Wake Up Crew for Tuesday, Taco Tuesday. And we've got a little entertainment news, sort of entertainment news. Woo! Cracker Barrel has faced the pressure and gone back to the old sign.
I need to speak for a moment to the listening audience.
Okay.
If you were upset that Cracker Barrel changed their logo, you need to grow up.
Wow.
It's a business. They're going to update things. I actually watched a video tour of one of these updated Cracker Barrels, and it looks really nice. It looks exactly the same, in fact. They still have all the same things on their walls. They just painted them white. You bullied a company. This is what happened. You bullied a company into undoing something that probably cost them millions of dollars.
Well, they're not going to undo what they've done.
That probably cost them $500,000 on that logo.
That is true.
That's how that stuff goes. And what is wrong with us?
So what you're saying, too, people go through rebranding all the time.
All the time. Yeah. Pepsi did it this year. Mountain Dew did it this year. One of the fast food restaurants changed their logo this year. It happens all the time.
I wonder if the CEO hadn't come out on Good Morning America and said stuff, whether that would have changed
things.
I watched
the interview. There was nothing she said that was crazy. She just talked about why they were rebranding to try and reach a younger audience. People are dumb.
But Mountain Dew didn't do that either.
Well, no.
I think that was the biggest thing. you know, tried to make it like it was a big deal. I mean, who would have known? When these signs start showing up, would anybody even think about it? I have no idea.
I just think it's...
The store rebranding inside, the decor has been going on for two years now.
Yeah.
And once again, it's pretty much the same decor. They just painted the walls white. I watched a tour of one of them.
Well, they put in booth seating, too, and all that kind of thing just to change the layout of some of them. Yeah. Which,
well, that's okay.
Whatever.
I don't know. It's really strange to me that we live in a world where a major business like Cracker Barrel got bullied by the internet. They got cyberbullied. Cracker Barrel got cyberbullied into undoing their rebranding. That's just so weird that people care that much. Why do you care that much? You got a family. Take care of your kids. You know what I mean? It's just strange.
Well, they just wanted to make sure the toy section stayed in Cracker Barrel, I guess. So, for those kids, so they could go and play with a loop-de-loop.
I don't know. It's just like...
In other news... Find a yo-yo. Are you glad you brought that up?
That's my biggest thing. Do we not have bigger fish...
I was just stating information.
Well, but do we not have bigger concerns than what Cracker Barrel's logo looks like?
Well, definitely. I agree with you there.
Like, as a world, and like, I don't know. It's just very odd.
Okay. Well,
how about the weather, John? No,
I'm trying to think of one of the things I had on the table.
Isn't the weather nice? Comfortable temperatures?
I've lost my train of thought here. Hold on. But let's see. What else was in the news? I'm so confused now.
We'll see what I have to say.
Let's see. Here we go. Former Angels slugger Mark Teixeira, I have trouble saying that. He played for the Braves for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
He's running for Congress.
Ah, yeah. Look at him.
Yeah. And let's see. Superman worldwide box office, James Gunn's DCU film, lags $55 million behind Zack Snyder's Justice League with no chance of catching up. But that's kind of irrelevant.
Was it Justice League or Man of Steel?
Justice League is what it said.
Justice League didn't come out in the movie theater. So I don't know where they got that number from.
Well, I thought it did come out of the movie theater.
It went straight to... The Zack Snyder's didn't. It went straight to HBO Max.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway...
Well, maybe it's had more views or
but
something.
But at
maybe.
The same time, there's been critics come out to say that this Superman is better than any of them they've ever seen.
The big comparison I've seen is Man of Steel versus this one. It made more money. And that movie came out in 2013... when movie theaters were still a thing people went to. It was kind of... The COVID did a number on the movie theater.
Yeah, it's hard to compare out of different years. I agree with that. So, anyway. All right. That's a little very short version of my entertainment report.
I liked your entertainment report. Yeah, it was good, John.
It got you going, didn't it?
Yeah,
got
well, fired the up. Cracker Barrel thing just makes me mad. Like,
Don't we have birthdays to go to?
You want to go to birthdays?
Yeah.
Birthday today.
Moving along.
Happy birthday to you.
Ooh, we got a lot. I'm going to have to skip a few of things. Sorry. Tom Glaser, born in 1914, American folk singer and songwriter.
Spaghetti.
My papa's spaghetti.
All covered with cheese.
All covered with cheese.
Aren't you glad we hurried to that one?
Tom Glaser, he's a good one. 1948, Christa McAuliffe, the American teacher who died in Challenger space shuttle. That I'm sure you witnessed at school.
I did.
Unfortunately, sadly.
Did you get in trouble for that?
I did.
1948, Terry Bradshaw, NFL quarterback.
Begin to use the words to describe the emotions that all of us have felt, me in particular, in coming to Canton, Ohio.
All right, we're going to have to go on. 1952, Jimmy Connors. 1951, Mark Harmon. He was in St. Elsewhere and NCIS, still going on. He's not with it anymore, but I think he's an executive producer still.
I think so.
And Keanu Reeves, born in 1964.
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
And those are some celebrity birthdays, local birthdays. Wow. Franklin Bennett, Donald Fahey, Kaylee Williams, and Matt McCurry. Yesterday, Avent Lane, Dave Doman, Sharon Siebert, Joe Evans, Dave Brannan, Karen Carpenter, and Sunday, we'll have to go with it. We'll tell you about those later, but we've run out of time. It's 6:55.
Checking your Wake Up Crew forecast. Mostly sunny for today. Afternoon showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 83 degrees. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance for more showers and storms, but mainly after midnight. Lows drop to 62. Then shower and storm chances continue on Wednesday with highs heading back to the 80s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 64.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Good morning. It's already been busy trying to get out of Rutherford County this morning into Davidson, up through the Antioch area, Hickory Hollow Parkway area as well. We've had numerous accidents up through there this morning on 24. Give yourself a little extra time as it gets heavier. 65 south at Trinity Lane is trying to build through the Mount Juliet area, leaving Wilson County on I-40 coming westbound into Hermitage. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, just call STR Towing and Recovery here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. As a member of MTE, you have access to educational resources to help you tailor energy use to your lifestyle. Interested in electric vehicles? MTE offers incentives to learn about EVs and connect with others who share your interest.
Branches is not only a place to go to find help for mental, emotional, and behavioral issues. Branches Wellness is here to provide help in losing weight and in medication management. Branches believes in body, soul, and spirit, ministry, and care for the whole individual. Branches, the place to turn to find hope and healing in the midst of a hurting and sometimes difficult world. Go to branchescounselingcenter.com or 615-904-7170.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know.
What are you going to watch and stream this fall? How about some suggestions?
Tulsa is my home now.
Oh, Sylvester Stallone is back with Tulsa King Season 3 on Paramount Plus. Look for new faces, too. Kevin Pollak and Samuel L. Jackson join the cast.
Donnie Wahlberg here. Can't wait for you to see my new series.
Donnie's talking Boston Blue, the new Blue Blood spinoff, October 17th on CBS.
There's a history of stuff like this happening in Derry.
Also in October, Welcome to Derry, Stephen King's It prequel series on HBO Max.
Found you.
Oh, Vecna. And of course, Stranger Things drops its first batch of episodes for the final season on Netflix November 27th. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit progressive.com today.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Hey, we're still on the air.
Yeah. Ish.
Barely.
Barely. Cracker Barrel's coming for us.
That little mouse is just running on trying to keep this thing going.
We haven't talked about the new rat at the studio. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we got to do that. Boy, your hour's going to be full of stuff. That's for sure. Our good neighbor of the day is Mr. Larry at Bojangles on South Church Street. Today's good neighbor of the day for doing a wonderful job taking care of the seniors who eat there every morning. Mr. Larry at Bojangles on South Church Street. He's going to receive flowers from the Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
I'm going to go ahead and read our birthdays for today, Monday and Sunday. Celebrating today, Franklin Bennett, Donald Fahey, Kaylee Williams, and Matt McCurry. Celebrating yesterday, Avent Lane, Dave Doman, Sharon Siebert, Joe Evans, Dave Brown, and Kara Carpenter. And Sunday, Tommy Campbell, Casey Barrett, Angie Mays, Philip Ray, Louis Johnston Jr., Andy Hayes, Rebecca Clymer, Jimmy Jobe, Chip Chapman, and Beverly Pearson.
Well, the Wake Up Crew is brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Don't forget, big savings are coming to Murfreesboro very, very soon at 10:30 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. We'll tell you more about it as we go and get closer to that date.
News is coming up next. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Congress returns to work.
The most urgent task will be to pass a funding bill.
Immigration crackdown.
A greater federal presence is coming to Chicago.
Search for Afghanistan earthquake survivors
as they struggle to come to terms with what's been lost.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Congress gets back to work after its August recess with government funding and the Jeffrey Epstein case grabbing the headlines. CBS's Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
Congress returns from its summer break today, picking up right where it left off. A pair of bipartisan lawmakers is renewing its demands for the Justice Department to publicly release all files related to the Jeffrey Epstein case. This as a House oversight panel steps up its probe, with some members meeting today with survivors of the late financier's alleged sex trafficking ring. And the countdown is on to fund the government. Lawmakers must pass a spending bill by the end of this month or face a potential shutdown. There is not much trust on either side of the aisle right now after the White House tried last week to claw back billions of dollars in congressionally appropriated foreign aid.
Longtime New York Democrat Jerry Nadler says he will not run for re-election next year. The 78-year-old lawmaker tells the New York Times it's time for a generational change in the party. Now to Chicago, where there was a protest over this week's possible troop deployment as part of the federal immigration crackdown.
Over the long weekend, President Trump mentioned Chicago three times on social media, warning the Illinois governor to straighten out crime fast or we're coming. This weekend alone, more than 50 people were shot in Chicago, though the murder rate has fallen by 50% over the past 4 years.
That's CBS's Nancy Cordes. Overseas, China's President Xi is marking the anniversary of victory in World War II, with the likes of Russia's Vladimir Putin and North Korea's Kim Jong-un. CBS's Anna Koren is in Beijing.
At this week's events, Xi is not just asserting China as a stable and reliable partner. It is also showing off the country's alliances and its might and power, a message intended solely for the U.S.
The death toll now tops 1,000 in Afghanistan after the third major earthquake in that country in 4 years. Here's CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab.
The search for survivors in the ruins of these remote villages in eastern Afghanistan have now stretched into a second day. Local residents use their bare hands to dig through what was left of their timber and mud brick homes. Five of my nephews and two of my nieces were killed, along with one of my aunts, said Hekmatullah. The number of dead and injured is very high. The powerful 6.0 magnitude quake has killed at least 1,400 people, according to the Taliban. Thousands more were wounded. Some of the injured were airlifted by the few helicopters the ruling Taliban still operate.
Two brief ground stops at Newark Airport yesterday delayed thousands of people heading home from the Labor Day holiday. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has more on travel issues over the weekend.
Scary moments for the 122 aboard Air Canada flight 1038 to Toronto Sunday. Passengers used emergency exit slides to evacuate the Airbus A220 on the runway after returning to Denver. The FAA is now investigating a possible electrical fire on board. Air Canada says the evacuation was a precaution. In Texas, the same storms that left roads flooded in the Dallas area canceled more than 900 flights and delayed about 4,000 more since Thursday in and out of DFW Airport. The TSA expected to screen about 17.4 million people this Labor Day holiday, a potential record for the last long weekend of the summer.
Nine former CDC directors write in the New York Times that the policies of Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. are endangering the health of every American. They say what's happening is, quote, unlike anything our country has ever experienced. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Houston police are investigating a prank that turned deadly over the weekend during what's called ding-dong ditching. CBS's Karen Hua.
Police say a group of kids was ringing doorbells as part of a prank late Saturday night. Officials say a man came out and fired several rounds at the children as they ran away. One 11-year-old boy was killed after being hit multiple times in the back. The shooting happened further up the street, off of the property.
Police questioned a man at the home. Ryan Ruth, the man charged with trying to assassinate President Trump last year in South Florida, is set for a pretrial conference today just ahead of his trial. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
He's going to be representing himself. The judge is fully aware that, in fact, if Ruth gets the opportunity, he will turn this trial into a circus where he weighs his character against that of President Trump.
The food giant Nestle has fired CEO Laurent Frechet over an undisclosed romantic relationship with a subordinate. He'd been with the company since 1986. On the Health Watch this morning, new findings on breast cancer.
Dr. Angie DeMichel of the University of Pennsylvania says cancer cells that are resistant to treatment at the first occurrence of breast cancer can lay dormant for years and then reawaken.
We were able to clear the cells in approximately 80% of the patients.
Targeting dormant tumor cells holds real promise.
Those patients have largely not relapsed.
Identifying pathways that allow dormant tumor cells to survive is the key.
A new way to identify patients at risk.
With the result?
Hopefully prevent them from ever having their breast cancer come back again.
Michael Toscano, CBS News.
A big Powerball jackpot on the line.
This is Powerball. Good evening, America.
But no big Powerball winner last night, so the prize rises to $1.3 billion for Wednesday. It'll be the fifth largest in the game's history. Disappointment in Chapel Hill, North Carolina for the much-ballyhooed college coaching debut of NFL legend Bill Belichick.
You know, we played competitively, but then just couldn't sustain it. So, obviously, we have a lot of work to do. You know, we need to do a better job all the way around.
North Carolina was pounded by TCU 48-14. Belichick, who won six Super Bowls with the New England Patriots, says his Tar Heels were outplayed and outcoached. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Phil. Same old pharmacy, same old bill. But those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in. Cool as can be. Tap good RX. Saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little lab does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll keep you updated at the top of each hour all day. It's time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Thanks so much for spending another hour with us here on the Wake Up Crew this morning. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett. More news and information straight ahead, including this look at traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Wake Up Crew forecast. Mostly sunny for today. Afternoon showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 83 degrees. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Chance for more showers and storms, but mainly after midnight. Lows drop to 62. Then shower and storm chances continue on Wednesday with highs heading back to the 80s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 64.
Get old.
Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good morning. It's been busy trying to move several accidents from earlier on 24 through the Antioch area. It's been hit and miss up through there this morning trying to get in from Rutherford County, Murfreesboro. Again, it's been slow on 24 up by Walden Road. Give yourself extra time. It's gotten heavier. Vietnam Vets westbound at Conference Drive. All that traffic coming out of Hendersonville and Sumner County. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Clark Talks & Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Selling your home, farm, or have an estate to settle, auctions are easy and profitable. You don't have to worry about the hassle of repairs or showings, and you'll receive multiple offers on auction day.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
Laughter and smiles, so warm and true. Making mornings sweet with a country view. Rise and shine, the morning's new. John, Brian, and Dalton are here for you. With the Wake Up Crew, it's a brighter day.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back in to hour number two of the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Opening soon, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, kind of where the bargain hunt used to be. And for you old folks, roses.
Old heads.
For those, not really old folks, but those who've been around for a while. John, did you know that Roses is still in business?
I don't know that I knew that, but I had heard that there are some out there still.
I looked this up the other day. Somebody was... You know, talked to, and Roses has been gone for a long, long time from Rutherford County. But if you go to rosesdiscountstores.com, you'll see it there. And I think McMinnville is one of their locations here in Middle Tennessee.
Are they run as a chain or is it just?
I don't know.
It's franchise.
Yeah. I mean, they just got the name, they use the name, and
they've got one in Sevierville. Of course, they have everything there, it seems.
Well, before Dalton was even born, and before I guess you were even born, really, it was the happening place to be in Murfreesboro.
Yes, it was.
That area of town, too, and it was thriving.
So is that pretty much what people did back in the day? They just shopped?
Well, what do you mean?
Was that pretty much like the thing to do was just to go to stores?
No, not really. I mean... There just weren't many of them. You had Roses, right. And you had Clark's, and you had Pig and Parsons, a men's store. That was the place rich people went.
You had Big K. Well, and that's what started that was Big K got bought out by Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And so, then Walmart moved into town.
My question is, you're in high school in the 70s, and your friends are like, hey, let's hang out. What are y'all doing?
Cruising chonies.
Well, our things were different. Like on Sunday afternoon, we'd go play football. All the guys would go play football. And then we'd go to Hardee's, which was close by, after the football game. Then we'd go to church. So, I mean, that was Sunday.
Yeah.
Saturday night, we would cruise Shoney's. We'd go cruise Jackson Heights Plaza in our cars and have the music playing real loud.
It's interesting that still happens.
Yeah. But it's
in Jackson Heights.
Yeah. And
now they do those truck shows at Jackson Heights. In the parking lot.
The music's glaring really loud, you know. But... we'll go to the drive-in,
okay,
for a movie. Instead of drive-ins were more popular actually than local, like inside. Then
I was wrong about McMinnville. It's Shelbyville.
Oh, I
right there
on
Madison Street.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to go back and look. I was through there just the other day.
Sure is. And they have one. It's called Roses Express in Paris.
Okay, that would be a baby one. I mean,
I guess kind of like the Walmart Market or whatever. Yeah. And there's one in Huntsville.
Can I describe you?
There is one in McMinnville. McMinnville, too.
Can I describe you the roses in Murfreesboro?
I would love it. Paint me a word picture, John.
Oh, it was awesome. They had guns and hunting equipment back in the back.
Sure.
And they had a great toy department. That's where everybody went.
Mm.
They had a cafeteria.
You go to your
left, and there was a cafeteria.
So the store was basically like a little mall.
Similar. It was... cafeterias were big. I mean, Kmart even had a cafeteria when it first opened. And then the clothing, I think, was on the right, and the shoes, I think, were on the right side, I believe. and super nice, just really cool place to go. I mean, it was just kind of neat. Santa Claus was there.
And that was in one of those little storage barns, right?
Right.
And they had it outside out front, and that's where you would line up to go have your photo made with Santa.
I mean, you could make a lot of money being a Santa back in those days.
Uh-huh. Well, working for Santa.
There weren't any pictures. No, I didn't make much money working for Santa. But
I
did get through Christmas. It did help me with Christmas expenses. Yeah.
Home, apparel, deals, and more. Savings for all. So they have still a lot of clothes. It's like your typical department store. Groceries, a few little things. So anyway, I just thought that was interesting that they were still
around.
I
remember
around.
The fishing department. They had, and Clark's had one too, a real good fishing area, you know.
Do you think the rise of like specialized stores is really what hurt that?
Well,
like if I'm getting fishing stuff, I'm going to like Sportsman's Warehouse.
I honestly think it was Walmart.
Well, that one's maybe in particular.
Well, when Walmart moved in, they moved into where the Mac used to be and where that, I don't know what it's called now. And then Clark's was where the Nissan dealer was. Well, Clark's went out pretty quickly after that.
Yeah. And then new homes went different area.
Well, and yeah. I more mean like that style of store.
You lived
going
on that
away.
Side of town though. There were college professors living over there on O'Brien.
Mm. Oh yeah,
over there. I mean, it was a richy part of town. Mm. And the houses got older, it just over time it just kind of. I mean, I used to hang out over there and on Sherrill Boulevard and South Baird Lane, and it was a really nice neighborhood. But it. The houses got old, you know, and they got smaller. I mean, compared to what you could buy.
Right.
So it kind of shifted. Everything kind of shifted to, actually, I guess, what was the first big, Old Fort Parkway maybe? Was that the first big?
Because that's, Walmart moved from where they were at the Mac to Old Fort, and that was the largest
and
Walmart.
That hurt that area, that shopping mall, you know. The Mac helped it, saved it, and the Goodwill's there. And so, but
CC's Pizza was there for years.
Oh, I love CC Pizza. Mm. What happened?
And when they moved Walmart to Old Fort, Kmart was just kind of like for that area.
Right.
And then Kmart
I missed that Kmart. I lived over on that side of town.
I did too.
In the north end, because they didn't have anything on Memorial.
Uh-uh.
And you went to Kmart for your stuff. I mean, I really miss that place.
Just the convenience of it and all right there. But
there was a Kroger, wasn't there, where Big Lots moved into, and then Big Lots moved again. But, but originally that was a Kroger right there.
So you had the...
They went to Northfield. See, housing went out that way.
Exactly.
Thompson Lane out that way.
Really changed a lot. So a lot of football this week. We've got Riverdale and Blackman jumping into region play on Friday. Middle Tennessee goes to Wisconsin as well, and more about that. Taco Tuesday coming up at 7:35. We're going to hear from Sunshine Nutrition in just a second. But our song of the day, which is a comeback song for an artist, David Bowie's Where Are We Now? 20 years after his last hit.
Where are we now? Where are we now?
First of all, let's check sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports,
sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
TCU dominated its football game at North Carolina Monday night, 48-14, even though the Tar Heels led 7-0 after the first drive of the evening. Carolina with 3 turnovers, and North Carolina rushing 28 carries, just 50 yards. TCU had nearly 260 yards rushing. Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford, with the bad back, is expected to start the opener Sunday against the Texans. Defensive end Micah Parsons was limited in his first practice at Green Bay. He has a joint sprain in his back. Naomi Osaka beat Coco Gauff at the U.S. Open 6-3, 6-2 in a fourth-round match. WNBA wins for L.A., Atlanta, and Minnesota, which is 32-8 after winning easily over Dallas, which has a record of 9-32. The late ball game at Arizona went to Texas with 2 runs in the 9th and 2 in the 10th, 7-5 over the Diamondbacks. Cubs won in 10 against Atlanta by a final of 7-6.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. My team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. We've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Architects, engineers, and builders, whether you need detailed technical drawings, large format plans, or quick, accurate reproductions, Franklin's Printworks delivers clarity, precision, and fast turnaround.
Since we've added that capability, there's a big demand for blueprints, so we're getting a lot of times turn those around in 24 hours.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
Usually they're like 24 by 36, and they require somebody that knows what they're doing and has the capabilities to produce them.
Clarity, accuracy, and fast turnaround from Franklin's Printworks.
Hi, I'm Wade Hayes, owner of Toots Good Food and Fun. I strongly believe that volunteers make a positive difference in the quality of life here in our community.
Local banker Garth Bentley is our Toots volunteer. He is president and longtime board member of the Discovery Center at Murfree Spring. Garth is involved and on the boards at Tennessee Beta, Chamber of Commerce, and Stones River Country Club. Thank you, local banker Garth Bentley, for volunteering and making this community even better.
At Toots, we strongly believe that it's important for every one of our citizens to give some of their time and talent back into the community. And we want to honor these individuals with a Toots gift certificate good at any of our Rutherford County locations.
860 Northwest Broad Street, on Church Street in the Barfield area, in Smyrna on Sam Ridley, and Toots West on Franklin Road at Rucker Lane.
Your good health, that's what we're talking about this morning. It's the day after Labor Day. Hope you had a good swim. Summer's over and fall is officially here. Kim Dunaway is with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center. Something else, did you realize this is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month? Kim, can you help us in that area?
Yeah, it's definitely something that men have to have a conversation about at some point, right? You go to the doctor, get your PSA levels checked every year, hopefully, to keep tabs on your prostate cancer risk. But oftentimes, even if somebody's PSA levels are in normal range, they might be experiencing some issues in the department of frequent urination, feeling like they're going but not completely being able to empty the bladder. So the prostate typically with men is going to enlarge at some point. There is an enzyme that you could only kind of hold off for so long, and then eventually it will cause that prostate gland to enlarge and it will press on the bladder, which is what causes all of the bladder related type of issues. So a lot of men's multivitamins will try to be proactive with that and have increased levels of zinc in a men's multivitamin versus a women's multivitamin to help with that. That's one of the nutrients that helps with prostate health is zinc. And usually for men, that's going to look at like about 30 milligrams a day. And if a person is asking, when should they start taking that? I would say definitely by age 40, I would start with some type of a men's supplement that has zinc in it for that very purpose. If you are already experiencing some issues in that department, then you're going to want to look at some of the herbal options. And that might look like saw palmetto. It's a very common herb sold for many, many years for prostate health. And it helps with an enlarged prostate. Now, there are two types of saw palmetto that are sold. So if you go to a big box store and you buy saw palmetto off the shelf, it may not be a standardized form of saw palmetto. And that matters greatly because when you have an enlarged prostate, if you just take a regular saw palmetto supplement that's just the ground up leaf, it's probably not going to help. You need a standardized form that has phytosterols in it that are helping to fight that particular issue. So you want a saw palmetto berry extract. That is what you're looking for in terms to help with an enlarged prostate. For some people, that's enough, saw palmetto alone. For some people, that's not enough, and they need to do a combination of several things. And that might also look like pygium, which is another herb that's very good. It might look like nettle root that's also very good, different from nettle leaves. Nettle leaves is what people are going to use to help them with allergies and sinus kind of problems. But the root specifically is very good for prostate. So that's another herb that you can look for or get a combination of these herbs together. Pumpkin seed oil is another one that has really great nutrients in it that's going to help with an enlarged prostate. So those are some of the big supplements that you're looking for to help. Zinc, saw palmetto, pygium, nettle root, pumpkin seed oil are some of the ingredients that you're going to want to use to help with an enlarged prostate.
Now, should men start taking this regularly on an ongoing basis once they hit about age 40?
If you're not currently having prostate problems, I would probably just focus on the zinc or eating pumpkin seeds every day to get zinc from the pumpkin seeds. If you're having problems is when I would start doing saw palmetto. I don't recommend things unnecessarily before we have an issue unless we're working on prevention, right? So usually zinc is a good preventative and then we'll save the saw palmetto for when we have an actual issue.
Now, are there some other areas of prostate health that we need to know about? I mean, us guys don't keep up with everything all the time.
No, I mean, you know, sometimes people will associate prostate issues with low testosterone issues, and they're really two separate things. And so sometimes people might have to address both areas. They might need to be taking something for the prostate, and they might need to be taking something for the testosterone. Something that people don't think about a lot when they think about prostate cancer purposes is that just like women make a little bit of testosterone, men will also make some estrogen. And as those estrogen levels increase, it increases their risk of prostate cancer, just like estrogen can increase risk of ovarian cancer and breast cancer in women. And so it might help them if they have an increased risk of that in their family, you know, like they've had a dad or a grandparent that's had prostate cancer, or you have PSA levels that are very high, or even if you're able to get a hormone profile that sort of shows that and shows that your estrogen levels are elevated, you might look into a supplement called DIM, D-I-M, which is sold for both men and women to help get rid of those excess estrogens. You might also be looking at other areas of your life that you might be exposed to what are called xenoestrogens, which are estrogens that are made sometimes from plastics and certain additives into personal care products, for instance. And men don't a lot of times spend a lot of time in the body wash section or the soap section or toothpaste or all these kind of different things. But there are ingredients in a lot of those types of products that can increase your estrogen load, right? And making sure that you're not using plastics that have bisphenol A in them, for instance. So you might have to also look at some of those lifestyle factors to decrease your risk of that as well.
Now, these are all supplements. What happens today?
So, yes, that's right. Usually we're on Mondays. But yeah, today is actually Super Tuesday. So all of the supplements I mentioned are 25% off today.
And that's at both of the Sunshine Nutrition locations. Where are they?
So we have two locations here in Murfreesboro, 621 South Church Street, and then in Smyrna at 901 Rock Springs Road.
Kim Dunaway with us this morning from Sunshine Nutrition Center.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
You bringing your tomatoes this Friday?
Sure am. Pick fresh this morning.
And I'll bring the sourdough.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1, at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
I lived in Riverbend and had a really large garden that was having trouble. So I was thinking about downsizing, but not necessarily moving to independent living until I came to the Villages. And I think it would be for a lot of other people if they consider that.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We are your local rough country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30, we're rolling right along on a Tuesday after a big Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, we got a lot of Labor Day birthdays over the weekend, too. Sunday, Tommy Campbell, Casey Barrett, Angie Mays, Philip Ray, Louis Johnson Jr., Andy Haynes, Rebecca Clymer, Jimmy Jobe, Chip Chapman, and Beverly Pearson. Monday, Avent Lane, Dave Doman, Sharon Siebert, Joe Evans, Dave Brown, and Kara Carpenter. And today, Franklin Bennett, Donald Fahey, Kaylee Williams, and Matt McCurry have birthdays.
And go ahead and get some more into us. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays is the website. It's your last chance to enter to win some banana pudding from Slick Pig.
The Wake Up Crew brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Big savings coming to the borough with America's Thrift Stores opening soon at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, offering up to 70% off name brand items. It's like a brand new store every day. America's Thrift Stores.
Checking your Wake Up Crew forecast. Mostly sunny for today. Afternoon showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 83 degrees. Wind south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Chance for more showers and storms, but mainly after midnight. Lows drop to 62. Then shower and storm chances continue on Wednesday with highs heading back to the 80s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 64.
Good morning, Bill. Pretty good right now coming through the Mount Julian area as that traffic volume increases on I-40, especially coming through Hermitage, Donaldson on 40 going west. It's starting to load up again with more volume on 24 through the Antioch area. We've had numerous accidents already out there affecting that traffic flow, trying to get in past Walden Road, in from Rutherford County, headed towards Davidson County. Hey, Stein Dental Care in Nashville has over 350 wonderful Google reviews. Go by and see them today or call Stein Dental Care in Nashville, 540-0888. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A new Tennessee law passed in April now requires mass shooters to be tested for psychotropic and gender-altering drugs in an effort to identify any potential contributing factors. Medical examiners will analyze substances found in the body, and the University of Tennessee Health Science Center will study drug interactions. State Representative Mary Littleton and Senator Rusty Crow supported the measure, citing it as a strong point to understanding underlying causes of mass violence. However, some lawmakers, including Representative Bob Freeman of Nashville, criticized the approach, arguing it conflates correlation with causation and distracts from addressing gun access. Federal Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has also reignited discussions about the role of prescription drugs like SSRIs in mass shootings, announcing a national study. Even though a 2019 NIH report found no direct link between psychotropic medications and school shooters. In Tennessee, the study could take years, as there have been just 8 qualifying mass shootings since 2015. Supporters hope that the law will prevent future tragedies. Meanwhile, Tennessee celebrated a local hero as Joseph Newgarden, a native of the Nashville area, ended a 20-race winless streak by capturing victory in the Borchetta Bourbon Music City Grand Prix at Nashville Super Speedway. The win, Newgarden's 32nd in the NTT IndyCar Series, was a fitting finale for the 2025 season. Overcoming setbacks, Newgarden held off reigning champion Alex Palou in a dramatic final stretch. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Big savings are headed your way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening a new location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get ready for a clean and organized shopping experience where you'll find up to 70% off name brand clothes and so much more. And the best part? Thousands of new items hit the floor every single day. It's like walking into a brand new store every time you visit. All thanks to generous local donations. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro to learn more.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat ReStore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat ReStore.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Look, try the Habitat ReStore. We have used appliances.
Hey, we have refrigerators, microwave, gently used washers and dryers.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
You will leave a store humming.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back again, 7:35 on The Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, and it's some Taco Tuesday talk.
It's Taco Tuesday.
Well, we're going to talk a little fast food this morning. In-N-Out Burgers. Looking forward to the opening of In-N-Out here in Murfreesboro, and John, it looks like maybe next month.
Rumor has it early October.
Yeah. They're moving along on
the earliest.
Which means you'll get in there by around December.
And I'll get out by,
Well, I mean, like, you'll actually be able to get in there to get some food. Now, the Raising Cane's didn't take as long before the hype settled down a little bit as Whataburger did.
So, about the same time frame for the store in Lebanon, just past it. You know, last Friday, but they seem to be just a little further ahead, so I don't know, but just looking at the construction.
Well, originally they were saying September, but I think now they backed it up.
Well, and they've got those big barricades up. You can't even see the construction. Yeah. Who knows what they've got done?
Very, very, to get your juices
it's
flowing.
It's the allure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there is some Mickey D's news. The previous... Well, they're cutting combo price meals to try to win customers back. And these new prices supposedly will take effect this month. The previous pricing strategy has even led to the competition from sit-down restaurants like Chili's and Applebee's, which have been thriving with their similar price points to the fast food restaurants. So fast food restaurants are having to adjust and bring down their prices. Because, I mean, you get a combo meal, it'd be $12.
And I want no one to ever forget that they could have done it the whole time. If they can do it now, they could have done it before. If they can cut their prices now, they didn't have to charge that much to begin with.
Maybe.
My thought of the day.
Or,
have you tried the McFlurry, speaking of that? You know, they got a new carton. You know, Brian mentioned that.
Yes, I have. It's about the same. I mean, yeah. It tastes the same.
Yeah, I can't tell you.
I do miss the big spoon a little bit.
I do miss the big spoon, too.
That was part of the allure. That was part of it.
Yeah. But
so what is... I haven't had one.
It's like a paper.
It's a cardboard... It's like a milk carton, basically.
Yeah.
But how do you eat it?
It's a different spoon. They used to have the big old square spoon. Now they just give you a normal spoon.
Well, the square spoon is what fit into the thing that mixed it, their mixing machine.
Yeah.
That's why it had the... opening at the top.
It's a little more of the stuff at the top. You kind of have to mix it yourself now, a little bit.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. I had a chance to go to, finally, it's been open for like 2 years, the Peach Cobbler Factory on Medical Center Parkway.
Yeah. Oh.
And I had the Blackberry Cobbler. That's good, serve it warm with ice cream on top.
Ooh.
Very good. Megan had a cookie, like a big, it's a big, nice, like, crumble type. She didn't love the cookie, but the cobbler was very good.
Nobody mentioned about my adventure last week.
I've had, by the way.
That's true. We're going to have to take a whole segment for that.
We may have to do Taco Wednesday about that tomorrow.
Okay, I guess.
First thing in the morning, John.
I was pretty excited about
it. We want the full report.
I was pretty excited about it.
Cherry cobbler, and their peach cobbler is good.
I haven't had their peach.
Cherry and blackberry were really, really good there.
Went to a great restaurant. We're talking cobbler. It's okay.
Well, we have the snack food report, John.
Well, I had
John.
Some great cobbler.
Okay, snack food report coming up.
Now, it's the snack food report on the Wake Up Crew. Here's national correspondent Dalton Barrett.
You like cookies and cream? White chocolate with those little pieces of Oreo in there.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite.
They have a new Reese's Cookies and Cream, which is cookies and cream white chocolate outside with a cream filling, like an Oreo-type filling. You can pick those up now. Airheads has new sodas, lots of new sodas, actually. Fanta Fruit Punch, Holiday Cream Vanilla Coca-Cola, Vanilla Frost Sprite, Cherry Sprite, Diet Cherry Pepsi, Diet Cherry Coke is back, and Diet Coke Lime are all back. You can pick those up coming in the holiday season.
We've also got several new Pringles flavors, including smoky cheddar, sharp white cheddar, smoky bacon, smoky mystique barbecue, mesquite barbecue. You can pick all of those up. Caramel apple empanadas are back at Taco Bell. This is on their 2000s decade menu. Chili cheese burrito, seven-layer burrito, Cool Ranch Doritos taco, and double-decker taco, all coming back to Taco Bell soon. And the big one, Wendy's new chicken tenders coming soon.
Ew. Do you know the Reese's peanut butter cup with Oreo cookie? I saw that last night.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Hello, this is Mike Vaughn of Vaughn's Bermuda Farm in White County. And we come to the Rutherford County Farmers Market, and we sell 100% grass-fed Angus beef, no grains, steroids, antibiotics, or additional hormones. This is Mike Vaughn of Vaughn's Bermuda Farm in White County, and we sell 100% grass-fed Angus beef, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, it's time to put a lid on the big show. Wake Up Crew. Brought to you by America's Thrift Stores on this September 2nd. Welcome to September, by the way, episode 1733. And saying good morning to Mr. Larry over at the Bojangles on South Church Street, today's good neighbor of the day, for doing a wonderful job taking care of the seniors who eat there every morning. Apparently, Mr. Larry makes a big impression over at the Bojangles on South Church. Going to get flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS today as the good neighbor of the day. Also, the Wake Up Crew powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE partners with schools and families to support learning and inspire young minds. Proudly serving our community since 1936 is Middle Tennessee Electric.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, we have a lot of contributors here to this radio station. News
really?
Contributors.
Oh, I thought that was a joke. I thought that was
you know, Megan has now been given the title of News Sniffer.
She hates that, by the way.
Oh, but she's the News Sniffer.
The what?
Megan will see something on Facebook that's not on our website, and she'll just send it to him. And so he started calling her the News Sniffer.
Oh.
She sniffs out news.
So you're taking advantage of her, not paying her.
And okay. Her and her mother is now a contributor to the dad joke of the day.
Well, it's kind of been family oriented, isn't it?
With today's dad joke, yeah. You know, I went to the beekeeper to get 12 bees, and I said, "Sir, you gave me 13.
Really?
Yeah, he said it was a freebie.
Replay. You did a better job on the delivery that second time.
Well, yeah, he missed
thanks
up a little
to
bit.
You, I only had like 5 seconds.
He had 17.
I did not. Go back and pull the archive. Okay. I'm kind of scared, but what have we learned today?
What have we left me with?
Yes,
oh,
yes.
No, what we've learned.
Yeah.
We talked about peanut butter.
We did. Creamy versus crunchy.
Yeah, no.
The top brands.
No, we didn't talk about creamy versus crunchy.
Well, it came up in conversation. He prefers creamy, I prefer crunchy.
But it had nothing to do with what I was bringing
well,
up.
Well, no, but we learned it on the show, who everybody's preference was.
Uh-huh. And yours is GIF.
Yes.
Yes.
Or GIF if you're... No, just kidding. That's another.
And the segment's not called What Did We Research? It's called What Have We Learned?
And we learned... We talked about the new logo at Cracker Barrel they bring going back to the old one, and the views that were expressed by Dalton are not necessarily the views of this radio station.
Well, I
don't even know that they're necessarily my views.
I did learn that natural Skippy is the best peanut butter, apparently.
Yeah, that's
too.
True.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I just don't like the oil in those.
I don't either.
You always have to stir it up.
Always with those naturals.
That's like stirring up your peanut butter in your Uncrustables.
And you can see like the little pieces of peanut in it. I want mine to be really creamy.
You don't like crunchy then at all.
It's okay. I have to be in
the mood. I can't spread crunchy on my bread. It's good.
If it breaks my bread, I'm throwing it out.
Maybe that's why I like crunchy, because I don't make a peanut butter sandwich. I'll eat it with like a slice of apple or just like...
Oh, I love that with apple.
And crunchy with an apple? Not right there.
Pretty good.
Gotta rock your world.
Got to admit. Since nobody else evidently listened to the show,
I'll talk about roses, too.
Roses department store, yeah.
Really just some Murfreesboro history in general.
And we talked about Taco Tuesday. Our snack food report was good. Tomorrow I'm going to talk about my adventure with new restaurant that I have been to.
We had an outing.
I have two restaurants
we
to
did.
Talk
we
about.
We had a team outing.
Yeah, we did. But he lived up to his contract.
For the first time since I think we went to Shoney's to launch this show, we had a team outing.
I'm telling you where we're going to go next time. Tomorrow I'm going to tell you where we're going to go
on our next outing.
Oh, wow. Well, stay tuned for that.
The next outing will never happen.
But that will be... on tomorrow's show, because we're out of time. And we're going to go out with our song of the day. Comeback songs from artists. David Bowie had the hit Jump, They Say, back in 1993. And in 2013, just before he passed away a few years after, Where Are We Now? And that's it for the Wake Up Crew. I don't know where we're going to be tomorrow. Hopefully right here on your radio, streaming device, wherever you're listening to us. Have a good day.
Checking your Wake Up Crew forecast. Mostly sunny for today. Afternoon showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 83 degrees. Winds south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Chance for more showers and storms, but mainly after midnight. Lows drop to 62. Then shower and storm chances continue on Wednesday with highs heading back to the 80s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 64.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy...